You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 201. Will heaven be boring? Today's challenge. I can't imagine being happy for all eternity in heaven. Sitting around on a cloud, playing a harp sounds boring. Today's defense. The reality of heaven transcends human imagination, and popular images of it are only pointers. The depiction of robed saints sitting on clouds and playing harps is a modern one. It's found in art and on greeting cards, but it mashes images together in a way not found in Scripture. Scripture uses many images for heaven. The most fundamental is the sky. John Paul II explained, in biblical language, heaven, when it is joined to the earth, indicates a part of the universe. Scripture says about creation, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. General Audience, July 21st, 1999. The sky, in turn, was used as an image of where God dwells. John Paul II stated, metaphorically speaking, heaven is understood as the dwelling place of God, who is thus distinguished from human beings. He sees and judges from the heights of heaven and comes down when he is called upon. However, the biblical metaphor makes it clear that God does not identify himself with heaven, nor can he be contained in it. Scripture uses other images of heaven, though we need to be sensitive to their limitations also. The Catechism explains, this mystery of blessed communion with God and all who are in Christ is beyond all understanding and description. Scripture speaks of it in images, life, light, peace, wedding feast, wine of the kingdom, the Father's house, the heavenly Jerusalem, paradise. But no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9, Catechism of the Catholic Church 1027. We thus shouldn't be confused by modern images depicting the saints sitting on clouds with harps. John Paul II stated, in the context of Revelation, we know that the heaven or happiness in which we will find ourselves is neither an abstraction nor a physical place in the clouds, but a living, personal relationship with the Holy Trinity. It is our meeting with the Father, which takes place in the risen Christ through the communion of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com. Or head over to Catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.